My name is Danielle Shore, and we've gathered a panel of experts here today to talk about an astounding landmark in history, President Clinton's appointment of the first female Secretary of State. By nominating UN Ambassador Madeleine Albright, President Clinton has made history. Never before has a woman been nominated for such a high-ranking post. My guests today must have some interesting observations on the subject. First, let's speak to foreign correspondent from Great Britain, Nigel Worthwhittle. Mr. Worthwhittle, assuming she's confirmed by the Senate, do you think Madeleine Albright will do a good job as Secretary of State?
Oh, quite. Could hardly be worse. Eh, what?
Could hardly be worse? You mean worse than the current Secretary of State?
Oh, quite, old man. What's that chap's name? Warren Christopher? That's right. Quite right. Warren Christopher. Couldn't understand what the man was up to. Most peculiar man. Hard to follow.
You mean his shoes will be hard to fill?
No, my good man. Hard to follow. Couldn't understand what the old man was saying or doing half the time. Old chap, most curious.
I see. Well, do you think having a woman as Secretary of State will make a difference in United States foreign policy?
Oh, I have to assume having anybody who could lend some coherency to the office might make a difference. Yes, indeed.
Well, thank you very much. And you, Senate Foreign Relations Chairman Jesse Helms, you've indicated that the Senate will look favorably on this, the first appointment of a woman for Secretary of State.
You mean that's a woman?
Why, yes. Madeleine Albright is female, that's correct.
Well, I think you might be mistaken. This Albright came highly recommended.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm pretty sure of the facts in this case.
Young lady, unless you've had some personal experience with this matter, I think it'd be advisable not to speculate.
Well,
And, of course, if you have had some personal experience, it wouldn't be ladylike to discuss the matter.
Of course. Thank you, Mr. Helms.
Not at all. My pleasure, young lady.
Well, perhaps we could get your perspective, Mr. Kissinger. This must be an interesting moment for you, what with all your foreign policy experience.
An interesting moment. The job I was born to do is given to some upstart schoolteacher, and you call this an interesting moment?
I believe she is a former professor of international affairs.
Exactly. What kind of experience is that? Now, take me, for instance. I have controlled the destiny of the entire world. I am the most logical choice for the position.
Well, I think there might have been considerable pressure to choose a woman for Secretary of State.
That should not have been a problem. I have made it very clear that I am more than willing to alter my gender to acquire the position. All the people at the Bohemian Club say that I make a very credible woman, especially in my lavender-flowered frock with the lace collar.
I see. So you don't think having a female Secretary of State is in any way an obstacle?
No, not at all. The shoes, of course, can be very painful, but I find the makeup most enjoyable and the underclothing somewhat exciting.
Oh, I see. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Kissinger.
Be sure to tell the Senate that there is still time to change their minds and that I am currently without appropriate employment.
Oh, of course, Mr. Kissinger.
Be sure to tell them that if they want to see my Bohemian Club photographs, I will be happy to provide them, along with my references.
I'll be sure to tell them, Mr. Kissinger. Well, that's all the time we have today to discuss the historic occasion of the appointment of the first female Secretary of State. Thanks to all my guests today for their valuable perspectives. This is Danielle Shore, signing off for NPR, National Pirate Radio.